Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Praise God. I want to say good morning, Only Believe Kenton family out there listening and watching this morning. And we also welcome all of those who are tuning in to this online service. And we are just here to exalt the name of the Lord today. Praise God. We just want to lift up Jesus because he is our answer. Amen. And so this morning, we just want to get right into worship and just set an atmosphere. And praise God, I thank God that even right now, the Lord is moving on your behalf. And you are sensing his presence even as we step into this worship time. And I just want to encourage you for being here and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, stand with us in your living rooms and join us this morning.
Spirit, take my hand now, lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring, you're stirring, you're the life for your sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud, come and give the Lord his glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love. I grew up to the unseen, in my faith.
Never find the end.
Jesus is our hope. He is the one who came. He is the one who died for you. He died for me. And He is our hope. He is the hope that we walk on. And the same Jesus that died on the cross for our salvation so that we can be connected again to the Father is the same Jesus who died on the cross and had the stripes on his back for our healing. Amen? That is our hope. So if you need hope today, reach out. Put a comment out there. Send us an email. Reach out to us. We are happy to talk to you about our Jesus and give you the hope that we have. Amen?
Fresh. was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just stretch forth our hands and we pray for anybody out there right now that doesn't know and doesn't understand about your precious blood. Lord God, that doesn't understand you as their Lord and Savior. Father, we pray that they would know you as their Lord and Savior. And even if they would cry out to you, the word says that to believe in your heart and to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord is how salvation happens. And even if they right now in their home or wherever they may be, cry out to Jesus for salvation, you will hear their cry and you will bring them and give them salvation. And I'm telling you, if you're doing that, just tell one person. It says confess it with your mouth. I remember when I got saved, I'd never gone to church that much at all. And I was in my 20s and I had to pray this prayer with the people in the church, and I wouldn't even raise my hand because I was so shy and so standoffish from everybody and I didn't trust people. And then at the end, he said, you have to confess it with your mouth. And I went to Pastor Phil. At the time, he wasn't Pastor Phil, obviously, but, and I told him, I just got saved. I just got saved. And you would think that his response would have been, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But that wasn't his response, because he knew me and he knew how I was and he knew how mean I was at that point. He said, no, you didn't. Listen, I didn't let him steal nothing from me. You go confess it. I don't care what you've done, what you've been through, what's happened to you. I don't care. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop Jesus but you. Go confess it. Go tell somebody, I just accepted Jesus as my Savior. And Lord, we pray that there's a party going on for you in heaven right now. There, every heaven and earth stops. Like heaven stops to celebrate you for coming into the kingdom of God. That's how serious it is with our Father. Amen. Amen. Father, I just pray you just touch them, help them, help them, show them your ways, lead them, guide them. I thank you that peace has hit them like never before, that a freedom has fallen upon them that they've never felt before. Lord God, I thank you that they even know that you're in the room, because there's something different. Father, just invade them in Jesus' name.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, do you? My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? You didn't want heaven without us. before you. You silence the voice of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise.
Come on, let's declare that this morning.
The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. Oh, we worship your name. You are holy God. We magnify your name. Across our living rooms this morning. Powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name.
Come on, we're going to declare this again this morning. But I want you to take it as priests of your home, as children of God this morning, that there's nothing more powerful than the name, that mighty name of Jesus, the blood that he shed on Calvary for us. There is nothing more powerful than him this morning. No virus, no disease, no poverty, no lack. Nothing can stand over the name of Jesus this morning. So let's sing that again. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, he's my King. What a powerful name it is, and nothing can stand against.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The name above all names, praise God. The very reason we're alive and here right now is because of that powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, welcome. I hope that you have all tuned in by now and that you've enjoyed a great time of worship with us today.
Amen. God is
It's a good time to be in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You got anything you want to talk about this morning?
Yes, we just want to remind you that we're going to be periodically having videos go out for your children, for your youth. But really, I've listened to both of them. It's for all of us. Amen. Amen. To not have fear, have courage.
Amen.
And to make sure that we have a prayer life, that we are reaching heaven with our prayers. Like both of those messages are for the body of Christ.
Amen.
But they are for your kids.
Amen.
We are putting them out there for your kids. I'm just gleaning from them as well and just thanking the Lord that he loves us so much.
Amen.
And that this is what he's doing in your children.
Praise God.
This is the messages that he gives your children so you can be rest assured they're fed well. Amen. I think that's amazing. So we're going to have still those come out. So be on the lookout for those. Philip, our son, took it upon himself to say in his video that maybe we're going to have like a call for prayer. We don't have the ability to have that, but we are going to take his lead, even though I said, Philip, you can't just be talking about stuff you ain't talked to us about. But he thinks he's got that right because he's living in the blessing.
Amen.
Amen. That's what he tells us all the time. I'm living in a blessing.
Amen.
Meaning the blessing that his parents have set before him because we've served the Lord.
Amen.
That's what he's talking about. Serve the Lord and let your children live in the blessing.
Amen.
We ain't mad at him for that. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
But anyway, so what we want to do is we'll announce what time and stuff, but we're going to have a night where we come on and just do prayer requests and praying and doing that kind of stuff. So keep an eye out for that day, time and date, and it's going to be probably a Tuesday or a Friday night that we're going to do that. So I think probably Tuesday. Let's just say it now so you know. Amen? None of this up in the arm. So Tuesday about 6 o'clock. Let's say 6 o'clock on Tuesday, we're going to have where we come on and we just open it up and go live and for people to type in prayers and we're praying for them. But remember to type in now what your prayer need or prayer request is because we do have people that are praying. We have Pastor Jared, we have Pastor Philip, we have Pastor Regina, and we have the intercessory team that's on, that's watching, and they're doing it. The worship team, Linda, and we have some others that are praying over these requests as they see them. So, but then at the end, we try to make sure, and we apologize if we miss any. Sometimes in our feeds, we don't see everything.
Right, exactly.
And so, but we try to get them up here to Pastor Phil at the end of service. So stick with us because at the end of service, he's going to pray over your prayer need. And we're believing that God's going to come down and touch your situation.
Amen.
Because he is God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you for those updates there, Pastor Regina, and I want to talk to you for just a minute about online giving. If you don't know how to do that, you can go to our website, and it'll show you how to do online giving, because we want you to still be active in the area of giving in the kingdom. First of all, it is one of the privileges, it's one of the worship moments and that we are supposed to be in, and so you can go to obmcckenton.org, and they will show you there how to do the online giving. And, you know, the Bible says when it comes to giving that if we will give, God will give back to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He'll cause us to have favor even amongst men. And what that means is that, and even during this crisis, I believe favor is called falling upon people. I've already had a Christian tell me that they had to alternate weeks where they work a week and then they're off a week, to keep the numbers down to where they need to be for that essential service that they provide. But what was amazing was is that their company, for the week they're not there, they still pay them. And so I'm just telling you that there are miraculous things that the Lord is doing even during this time of the virus and everything that's going on to get people shaken. There's a lot of good things that God is doing. And so this morning, one thing I want to remind you is that we are what we see and hear and start to take into our spirit and into our soul. So what I want to caution you about and ask you is to please limit some of all of the partaking of all the negativity that's out there. Amen? It's good that you want to be informed and stay up to date on things, but I tell you what, sometimes even in the media, they're going to produce only the negative or mostly the negative because it fulfills a certain agenda. And as believers, I want you to be careful about that, okay? Because we need to make sure we're clearing our space, we're clearing time, we're making time to praise God and read your word. And at a time like this, if you are at home and not working prayerfully, hopefully for you and your children, you can do devotionals and add in some things in your life that are of a positive nature. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Because sometimes, just like this, I notice that we get a lot of reporting on how many cases we have going on of the virus, but it's very few times that we see the numbers and thousands of people that have recovered throughout the world from the virus. And those things are important as much as we're talking about this virus and stuff and the things that are limiting our ability to live our lives in the normal comforts and freedoms that we do. But in between that, even though we have that situation going on, I really want to reflect this morning and do part two of what I preached last week, which is complete and safe in Him, praise God. And I just want to continue preaching on this because I want us all to know that we are complete and safe in the Lord. And what we found out last week is that at one scripture, Paul the Apostle said, all of us who have been made perfect, amen? And what we discovered is that perfection is actually talking about completion. Not that we're going to be perfect every moment, not that we don't have our humanity, but being complete means that you must have Christ in your life as Lord and Savior. See, I want you to know that humanity can make the mistake of living life on their own. And because the Bible says in Luke chapter 6 that the Lord is going to be gracious to even the evil and even to the wicked out there, that we forget that sometimes people can function in life. And people live on this earth because of the love of God. And His love is just generally there for us because He does love the world and He loves the people therein. And there's an abundance of God's grace by which people live in, even if they don't recognize it. Because the Bible says that in Him we live, breathe, and have our very being. So I want you to understand something, that even for people that don't recognize it, the goodness of God is upon their life and keeps a lot of us safe and healthy and all those types of things so that we can be blessed. Amen? Because there is one way that God has always addressed us in this earth. And the way that He's always addressed us is out of a place of love, because that is who He is and that is what He does. You know, the Bible says many times that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, who we can believe in and have salvation. And I want you to know that that is the beginning of completion. I'm going to read here in John chapter 5, and Jesus is speaking, and it says in verse 23, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent Him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. I want you to know that some people may read that and say, what in the world? If I'm already alive, how can I pass from death into life? Well, I want you to know that you need to be born again. That's what the Lord is talking about. He's talking about the fact that the person living on this earth, any human living on this earth, has not come into the fullness of their potential until they receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I want you to know that if any person, and I pray if that's you today, if you're watching and you have not called upon the name of the Lord, I'm going to give you an opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord. Even right now, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I believe that God is tugging on your heart. And right now, while you're watching, make sure that you just pray, Lord, I ask Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of my life. And I tell you what, God will come in and do what He does. Amen. Because here is what's critical. In this passage of Scripture, it lets us know that we could live our whole life and never come alive into the fullness that the Lord has for us. Because he says that when we get saved, we no longer come into condemnation, but we have passed from death into life. And I want you to know something, that's talking about eternal life. Amen? I want you to know that the Bible says in John that we live life and life more abundantly. And what it really means is that we have an opportunity to live life in the supernatural way that God expected mankind to live life. Amen? It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and have given authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of God. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in thee, which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. And what Jesus was talking about at this time is that he's here walking the earth and getting ready to go to the cross. And when Jesus went to the cross, we could go to Matthew 27:50, and it talks about after he was resurrected, man, the graves opened up, and all of those saints who had passed away believing in the Lord, King David, all of them, they came forth and they were on this earth professing and declaring the Lord before they went up to heaven. And I tell you what, this is what we want to concentrate on, is the fact that the Lord wants you to receive him so that you can have eternal life well beyond what you're living. In the book of Mark chapter 8, it says that we can receive in this life 100-fold, and it doesn't stop us from receiving in the future eternal life, because that is where we're going to end up. And it says here, I can of mine own self do nothing. My goodness, this is Jesus speaking. And when he was a man on this earth, he says, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. I want you to know something, Christians. One of the things that make us complete, and one of the things that brings us into the fullness of what God has for us, is that we no longer seek our own will. Remember, the Bible says that we are bought with a price, and we want to make sure that we are not just seeking our own will, but we are putting ourselves out there to do the will of God and to be a reflection of Christ on the face of the earth. Amen? The Bible says, let your light shine. I want you to understand something. There should be something about you and the renewed power of the Lord that will draw people to ask you, what is it that makes you the way you are? And I tell you what, that when that happens, you're going to be ready to declare unto them the goodness of the Lord that makes you who you are. And I tell you what, it is an amazing thing to be on a journey where you do not have to live life out of your own power. See, I thank God that we do not live out of our own power or out of our own strength, but we live out of the power and the might of the Lord himself. Amen? I want you to know that our salvation and our purity in the Lord is true and real, and it comes upon us to give us a future that is powerful. I want to go to Ephesians chapter 3, and I'm going to begin to read in verse 14. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Isn't it amazing that we get to bow our knee and pray to our Father? And that here we are on the earth, and he hears us, and he is aware of us, and he is at all times ready to receive your prayer. I think it's powerful, because you could pray at 5 o'clock in the morning. You can pray at 8 o'clock in the morning. You can pray at noontime. You can pray at 5 in the evening. You can pray in the middle of the night. And what's powerful about that is whenever you release prayer, your Father in heaven hears you. Amen. I want you to know that we serve a God in heaven that never sleeps nor slumbers. And I tell you what, even while we're sleeping, the Lord is right there caring for us and looking over us and making sure that we have air to breathe. Amen. In him we live, breathe, and have our very being. And it says right here that in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Here is what I want you to know, people, that we as people should have a boldness and a confidence in the Lord. And I'm reading out of Ephesians chapter 3. And right now, I'm reading out of verse 12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Boldness and confidence. Do you know, Christians, that our Father in heaven expects you to have boldness and confidence in this earth? Listen, to have a strong faith, even right now especially, to be bold enough to believe God that 2020 is still going to be a great year and that you're going to see great things. That's a bold confidence that you can have in God and we should have in him no matter what's going on in the world. I want you to know that we should be at peace no matter what's going on in the world. You know, I want you to practice social distancing and do all those things and be careful. But what I want you to do more than anything is put your faith and your trust in the Lord who's with you. Amen. And in our God who has us protected. It says, in whom... And wherefore, I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Wow. Here we see that Paul was having tribulations, and he said that I don't want you to faint or be worried about what I'm going through. Listen, you know, the Bible says that when we go through tribulations, we should actually count it all joy because it's not causing us to be weak. It's not causing us to be defeated. It's giving us an opportunity to use our faith. And when we use our faith without fail, God is going to answer and do great things within our faith. I want you to know that it says, for this cause I bow my knee unto the Lord, unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Wow. I want you to know something, people. That sometimes we separate ourselves from our family in heaven. And I want you to know that we should never do that. It says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You know, sometimes we act as though because we're on the earth that we have to have limitations. But that is not true when the Bible says, my kingdom come, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to know that in this world, tribulations and difficulties are real, but I want you to know that God has given you the power to overturn those things and to see miraculous outcomes on this earth while you're living here. Amen? I want you to know that that's an expectation that God has for us, is that this whole family in heaven and in earth is named. You know, sometimes we act like we're separated far from those who are in heaven. But Jesus said that if we just prayed in his name, we could have the access that they have. Amen? And we want to make sure that we pray in his name and we have all the access of heaven coming here to work on this earth on our behalf. Amen? It says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might, by his spirit in the inner man. Wow. I want you to know something. You are strengthened by might. That means that even though we might look like everybody else, we're not like everybody else. We are supernatural. We have been redeemed. We are eternal beings right now. We're not waiting to heaven to become eternal. We are eternal beings right now. And if we would recognize how much the Lord has touched us and has put his spirit on us, then we can be empowered to know how to bring our inner man to the forefront. Strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. I want you to know that what that means is that the Spirit of the Lord has come upon us. He has anointed us. He's in us and he's on us. And we are now supernatural people. And we live out of the strength of our inner man. And one scripture, it says that my outward man perishes day by day, but my inward man is renewed day by day. And what that means is by faith, by hearing and praying and walking by faith, you actually become stronger every day. Even though my hair might be a little grayer today than it was yesterday, inwardly, I'm stronger than I've ever been. And I have the power of God working in my life just like you do. And right now where you're at, access God every day. Access God with everything you can, because God will come through and do great things in your life. Woo, praise the name of the Lord. That Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, here is what we want to really focus on for just a few minutes, is that we want to be rooted and grounded in love. How do I become rooted and grounded in love? The Bible says what? If I love God, I'm going to keep his commandments. Amen? And if I will love him and if I will keep his commandments, God will be rooted and grounded in me so much that he will empower me to live in this life. And he empowers us all to live the way that Christ wants us to live. Because Christ dwells in our hearts by faith. I mean, I want you to never forget that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. I don't want you ever forget that when Christ is looking for a place to pour out his glory, he's looking no farther than you. Because the Bible says Christ in us is the hope of glory. Amen? So I want you to know, every one of you that are listening right now, I want you to have a confidence that when Christ is looking for a place to pour out his glory and show himself strong, and when Christ is looking to have an impact on this earth, guess what? He's looking to you. He's expecting you to pray. He's expecting you to use your faith. He's expecting you to stand strong in the midst of what's going on around you, because if you will stand strong, you will receive a God outcome. Amen? Remember, the Bible says, don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Stay the course, because in due season, you shall reap. And we know that word due means that something is coming to the place where it must be paid and it must be established. And when it's due, it's coming. And I tell you what, the miraculous outcomes of God are coming upon our life and in our life. So let's be rooted and let's be grounded and let's stay in that position that God needs us to be. And it says that we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Wow. The love of Christ that passes knowledge. You know, I want you to know something, that sometimes we get knowledge of something. We get knowledge of a situation. We get knowledge of a struggle that we're going through. And if we're not careful, for a moment, we will look at what we have knowledge of and we will raise it up. But I'm telling you that if you can, in the middle of that, turn towards God, peace will come upon you. Peace will come, because you're going to understand that no matter what I'm facing in the natural, I have a knowledge that takes me beyond that, because I know that God will do the supernatural in my situation. Amen? Woo. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Church, I want you to know something. That God is ready to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. I want you to know that you can never outthink God. Even your imaginations and your dreams, they're not so big that God can't make them come to pass. I want you to know something, that one day when we get to heaven and we recognize all things and we know all things, one of the first things that we're going to know is that we could never even think out to a measure of what God can do. Amen? He doesn't just want to meet your basic needs. He doesn't want to just get you by. That's not what he says. He says that he wants to go above and beyond all that we could ask or think. You know what? I believe that we are probably falling short of how much asking we should do of the Lord. I believe that we are probably limiting ourselves as to what we're really asking the Lord. And I tell you what, sometimes when you're in challenge and when you're in difficulty, that's when you need to press in more and store your dreams up. That's when you need to press in more and ask even more diligently of things that you can ask God for, because he says here that he wants to go above and exceedingly abundantly above, not just a little bit above. You know, this is what's so amazing about God. He doesn't want to just go a little bit above what we could ask or think. It says that he wants to go exceedingly abundantly above what we could ask or think. I want you to know something, that I want you to have dreams, and I want you to write them down, and I want you to have visions. And I'm not just saying this because I want you to. This is what God wants you to do. This is what the Lord would have of you to do. But I want you to know something, that even when you write down what are big dreams for you, they're going to be small in comparison to what God's really going to do for them. See, I just hear this right now. I believe that there's somebody that's believing for their child to come off of addictions. And praise God, I'm glad you're believing that. But I want you to know something. Put down there that not only is your child going to come out of the addictions that are hindering them, but they're going to grow up into God, and they're going to fulfill destinies and vocations of great, great goodness out there. Amen? Because I want you to know that we should never limit what God can do and what God wants to do. Amen? And I want you to know something, that if you have a relationship, maybe right now I'm speaking to a marriage relationship that has had struggles, and that you saw bumps in the roads, and one of you might even be in fear that your marriage is not going to make it. But I tell you what, right now, in the name of the Lord, that your marriage is not only going to make it, but it's going to exceed your expectations. You're going to find out that you navigate the next 20, 30 years better than you did the first 2, 5, 10, or 15. And God is with you to help you bring it to a place of greatness. I want you to know that right now, I'm telling you that if I'm speaking to a younger person out there, that you've already had some disappointments and some rejections, and you might be afraid of the future because of what you've experienced right now, I'm telling you, give your heart to the Lord. Amen. Just turn it over right now, because he is going to help you do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Amen? Amen? And I think this is powerful. It says, according to the power that worketh in us. According to the power that worketh in us. Now we know why we have to make sure that we read the word. Now we know why we have to make sure that we stay in prayer. Now we know why we might be seeing some things that are limited in our life, because it's according to the power that worketh within you. That's having a knowledge of God, but then using your faith to let him have full reign of doing what he wants to do in your life. Amen? And I tell you what, the Lord is faithful and is diligent and will do what you need him to do. Amen? Woo! Unto him that is able. Unto him that is able. Amen? Woo! The Lord is able. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I want to go right here to Ephesians chapter 4, because I didn't want you to have to move too much. I mean, you're probably already sitting at home relaxing, and you're still got your PJs on doing church. Praise God. Amen. Probably the more relaxed you've ever been going to church. Amen. And so I didn't want you to have to move too much or work too hard. So we're going to stay right here in Ephesians and go to chapter 4 for just a minute. And in Ephesians 4 chapter 2, it says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Wow, isn't that amazing? I mean, church, I want all of us, and not just only believe Kenton Church, I'm just speaking to the church right now. There needs to be a spirit of unity. There needs to be a love that is governing all of us. With lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, I want you to know something, that as a church, as a body of Christ, we need to make sure that we stand together in unity, because this is a great foundation in which God moves on our behalf. Amen? This is how the Lord keeps us safe over the years after years after years. God has been faithful to the church and has been faithful to us as his people, because he's rescued us from generation of generation. And this is how we're doing, that there is one body, one spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. Wow. Our God is above all. That means that no matter what you're going through or no matter what you're facing, our God is above that situation. And I tell you what, the Bible says that he's in us all. Amen? Everybody who has received Jesus as Lord and Savior, I want you to know that you have your personal God deposit in you right now. And you can overcome this world. You can overcome every tribulation and every battle, and you're not going to do it from a weak position, but you're going to do it from a position of strength. You're going to do it because God has made you, as it were, planted on a rock and a solid foundation. I'm going to go to the book of Luke, and we're going to look here at Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. And we're going to go to towards the end of Luke chapter 6. And I want to start reading in verse 46. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Oh, my goodness. See, if we're going to be complete and if we're going to be safe in him, we can't just call him Lord when it's convenient for us. We can't just call Jesus Lord when we want everything going our way. We can't just call him Lord when we're having a good moment. He needs to be Lord all the time. And when he's Lord all the time, guess what? You're going to learn that you're going to live your life the way he says live it. Amen? You're going to live your life looking through the way that God has put it forth for us to live, not our own way. It says, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? My goodness, I tell you what, Christians, for a lot of us, right there can solve 90% of our problems. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. 90% of our problems can be solved right by the fact that we can't call him Lord unless we're willing to do what he says, the way he tells us to live life, the convictions that he put in us through this word and the way he asks us to go about life. These are things that must be a part of the believer in order for us to live the way we want to be complete and safe in the Lord. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He's like a man which built his house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the streams did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. You know, I want to challenge you this morning, that if you're going to be complete and safe in our Lord and Savior, don't ever take an easy way out. Don't ever pretend to be a Christian and really be a hypocrite. Don't ever do just church on Sunday and then nothing else the rest of the week And I'm telling you that don't just be a church, a Christian on Sunday, but make sure that whether you're at work, whether you're at home or anywhere else, that you are standing in the Lord. Amen? That you are living in a way that causes you to come to a place that Christ is that solid rock that you stand on. See, when we follow God and when we keep his commandments and we walk in love, then it says that the storms of this life could beat upon us and they will not overtake us. Amen? That we will walk in victory, we will walk in power, and we will walk in the goodness of our Lord. A rock, built upon a rock. You know, it says in the Bible that the Lord is the chief cornerstone. Amen? And so when we receive Jesus Christ, we put our life on the rock Christ Jesus, and now we have power that even the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. If we will just allow ourselves to press into the Lord and stay up under his covering and let him be a part of everything we have going on in life. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know, right now, there might be someone out there who's watching who's never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And this morning, I just want to invite you and ask you to receive the Lord. Amen? So I'm just going to pray, and I'm just going to pray by faith, knowing that someone is watching or is going to watch this that's in need of a Savior. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, died upon the cross and was resurrected, raised from the dead, and is seated on the high throne in heavenly places with our Father, and he paid a price for you to be saved. Amen? And so I'm just going to pray, and right now all you have to do is pray this prayer with me, and you can receive Jesus Christ as Lord right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, just say this right now. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Father, even if I don't understand it all, from this day forward, I'm saved. I'm now a Christian. I'm born again. And Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. Praise God. Now, if you've said that prayer, amen, I want you to make sure that you get yourself a Bible, and I want you to make sure that you find a friend that's a Christian. And I tell you what, I want you to stay connected, and we're going to be here on Thursdays and Sundays. And hey, you can call in or text in, and you can call in, and we'd be willing to pray with you and work with you. And I tell you what, this is what I'm excited about. One day soon, we're all going to be able to be back together. Amen? And when we are, oh, hallelujah, praise God. When we are back together, we're going to jump and shout. Amen? Because I tell you what, we do miss you, and we miss you very much, but we're going to keep preaching the word, and God is going to keep helping. Amen? Praise God. Do we have a couple prayer requests?
Yes.
Amen. Okay, here's the church number, 419-675-0027, so that you can call, and we'll be there to answer any questions you have.
Amen. I just want to remind you of something as we get ready, and as Pastor gets ready to pray over all your prayer requests that you've sent in, that we've seen, that the Lord laid on my heart while he was preaching and while I was praying over you and while I was praying over the things that were on the list, that you must believe the report of the Lord over any other report. His report says you're healed, you're set free, you're delivered. I go back to that old song came to me. His report says I am healed. His report says,
whose report?
Yes.
Do you believe?
That's it. And his report is the report you need to believe. Because the first thing that people are asking for prayer for is those that are fighting depression.
Listen, amen.
If you listen to the world, and if you listen
amen.
To voices out there that don't have the hope themselves that we have, it's a depressing time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not our God. Our God will take us through this situation, through this battle. It's a serious battle. We don't take this lightly. but we just know who our God is.
Amen.
And we know that we've prayed, we've humbled, we've come before Him, we've repented, and we've asked Him to heal our land, and He is healing our land.
Yes, He is. Amen. Praise God.
We'll let you go.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We have some prayer requests here, and I'm just going to go through them. First one is people that are fighting depression. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for those who are discouraged and who are depressed right now. Father and Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you break them free from the spirit of depression, God, that you just break them free and stir them, God. And I pray for those who are unsaved to just come to you, Lord, so that you can bring forth what they have, God. And Lord, right now we pray for the request about respiratory virus. And Father, we curse that virus right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just curse respiratory virus and we command that to come out, Father. And right now, battling colon cancer, we just pray right now, Father, in this battle of colon cancer, that you would heal, God. Bring through. God calls him, Stu, to just be healed and saved right now in the name of Jesus. And Sherry's battling and fighting breast cancer. Father, we pray over breast cancer right now, God, that, Father, this would be cured and this would be broken out in Jesus' name. God, we curse cancer at the very root and we command it to die and go in Jesus' name. Rhonda, we pray for your family right now and we're just praying blessing over them and that the Lord would keep you and just bless you guys and protect you and just bring salvation to your household. Bring salvation to your family and just bless you. And right now we pray for the elderly, the bedridden, those who are affected by this virus and any sickness, God. We just command that you would bring that off of them, Father. And Lord, I pray, God, as I've been praying since the president declared the National Day of Prayer, that, Father, this virus is dying off and leaving this nation and the world, Father, that supernaturally you're bringing a closure to this, God, that this country is going to be healed and opened back up in a moment of time, Father. And Lord, we just declare your glory. And God, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We just had another one come in and we pray over Candace. We curse that sore throat and the earache in the name of Jesus. We command healing to come through her, to heal that ear, to heal that throat. Father God, the sinuses, Father God, we just command healing over her in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we thank you for it, Father.
Amen.
And we give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We honor you today, Father God. We know that you are the God that heals.
Amen.
You are the God that sets free. You are the God that's report is true and right every time.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we just lift you up and we just thank you for every prayer that we've prayed.
Amen.
Father, we just give you glory that it's done.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we're going to be the one that turns around and says, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for your faithfulness,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we just want to give a final praise and shout out to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. I tell you what, I want you to have a blessed day and just go and be well in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.